Good morning, everybody. I want to talk to you about something that I've been thinking about for several days now. And it's a very divisive subject, and it's a troubling trend in this country when it comes to what I think is a violation of our individual liberties, as well as an easy way for the anti-gun community to find scapegoats that they will ultimately use towards their ultimate goal of destroying the Second Amendment. This is, like I said, something I've actually been thinking about for a while as a parent and as a Second Amendment advocate. You know, the bald man with a gray goatee thing. I have some notes. I'm going to grab my iPad because I've been putting my thoughts down, and I really want your kickback on this. Am I tracking? Am I wrong? This is troubling, and I think that we're scratching the surface of something that will be very, very bad. And what am I talking about? Arresting parents of school shooters. Now, before you all react, I want to put my thoughts out there, and then I want you honestly to tell me in the comments. I want thought out comments too, like why you agree with charging parents or why you disagree with charging parents. And I hope to get my thoughts across so that you know where I'm coming from and why I think this is an issue. But where did it start? It started in November 2021. There was a 15-year-old that killed four students at the Oxford High School in Michigan, right? The Crumbly case. And as a result, both the parents, Jennifer and James Crumbly, were arrested, charged, and convicted of homicide. They weren't at the school. They didn't pull a trigger. They killed nobody. But they were arrested, charged, and convicted separately of homicide. And in that case, they provided, I'm trying to remember what the gun was there, a 9mm pistol. They gave their son a 9mm pistol for an early Christmas present. And the crux of the case was that they didn't really secure it properly, and in a way their negligence led to the tragedy. Now hold on, let me tell you the second thing and then why I think what I think. Okay, before I do it, I have to thank the sponsor of the video. It's Lear Capital. I've been working with them a long time. They're a trusted name in precious metal investing. If you've ever thought about the potential of buying gold or silver, then call them. Ask them all the tough questions. They will help you. If you have any type of perceived savings or retirement, an IRA, they can help you preserve that, because the big chunk of the world's moving away from the dollar bill, and that's going to cause the dollar bill to continue to spiral. Gold will maintain its wealth. It's 1-800-260-5075, or head over to LearGG.com, and I'll have a link down below where I ask Kevin Demerit, the boss man over there, the founder, some questions that you all sent me. It's a FAQ type deal, but it's Lear Capital, 1-800-260-5075, or LearGG.com, and I thank them for their support of me and my family. It's a cool thing that they're doing. So that first case in Michigan became a national spectacle, and the criminal justice system, the legal system, is a system that is not built on, but it relies on precedent, right? There's judicial precedent and stuff like that, but prosecutorial precedent is a thing as well. And prior to that case, that wasn't done. Like, the individual who did the crime should be charged and tried as the person who did that. And that's something I agree with even still to this day. Like, if someone does something bad, then they are the ones who are responsible. It's not an inanimate object, right? This iPad didn't make me whatever. Didn't make me drink my coffee too fast. It was me. That's why I'm a little wired up right now. blackoutcoffee.com/GNG. Make America Awake Again. You can get one of these shirts there too. But that was a first, right? That was a first. And prior to that, there were no precedents for parents being charged related to school shootings. And it divided the country. It divided parents. It divided the Second Amendment community. You know, should this be something we should be okay with? And I have a friend who works. He's one of the talking heads in a national news media channel. And he called me last week, and he was about to go on live on a panel that he's always on, and it was going to be a part of the discussion because of the second incident I'm about to tell you about. And he asked me, he's like, Jared, is the community as a whole, do we agree with this? And I said, no, we don't agree with it, charging parents. Why? The parents didn't do it. They might have done things that inherently led to it, perhaps, maybe, but that's an investigation. We're innocent until proven guilty, right? But the parents being charged with homicide, they didn't do that. And it's a violation of our constitutional rights. Our forefathers would never agree with charging somebody who didn't do something with it. It's not like, you know, they were a lookout. It's not like they were the getaway car. They weren't there. They had nothing to do with it. They didn't plan it. They didn't execute it. And I think that is a gross violation of our individual liberties. The second case is down in Georgia. The Appalachie High School happened, 2 weeks ago? Not even 2 weeks ago, right? Fourteen-year-old went in and to the school, killed two teachers and two students. And he didn't take the coward's way out. He threw down his weapon. And I will say that every school shooter has... We don't know about this kid yet, but if you see the pictures, I'm going to assume this is the case, my opinion, that SSRIs have been a part of every one of these. SSRIs, if you read the fine print, and I have, they increase thoughts of suicidal, homicidal tendencies, right? And this kid, he was flipping out because of trans issues, and almost, I don't know, the last seven of these incidents have all been kids who have been confused by whatever about gender, though. In fact, the Nashville shooter thing is finally, the manifesto has finally been released, and that's the case there too. And they don't want you to know these things because a part of what I'm getting to, it's a problem. It's the means to end thing. So, again, Colin Gray, who's the dad of this kid, was charged with second-degree murder and other charges less than 36 hours after the shooting took place. And, you know, he wasn't there. He didn't pull the trigger, but he was gigged for allowing his son access to an AR-15. Now, the kid in this case, in Appalachie, had threatened to do this, and the father bought him a rifle after the fact, a year after he had these issues. Would I have done that? Probably not. Probably not. Now, is there negligence in some of these issues? Yeah, absolutely. I'm not saying that these parents are perfect. I'm not saying they made the right choices. What I am saying is that if we're going to charge parents for kids who conduct school shootings, then why the hell haven't we been charging parents of gangbangers? Of drug dealers, of pedophiles? I would argue, if you look at the total numbers, I would argue that those parents, their children, have destroyed more of the fabric of America than the school shooters. But it's not a hot topic issue, whatever you want to say. Why? Well, there's a lot of reasons why. Why are we not charging the parents of violent criminals, who do far more damage to society and individuals and the psyches of people than these school shooters? They're all destroying the fabric of America. Why are they only going after the parents of these kids? Why? It's the end goal. What do they want to force? They want to force states to do secure storage laws. They want to force gun bans. I think it's unconstitutional what they're doing to these parents. I think it's illegal. I think it's immoral. And in the, I'm not protecting these parents. Some of these parents made terrible decisions and should be held accountable for that, but they didn't do the murders. Maybe an accessory charge or something like that, but they didn't do the murders. It's the individual. America's gotten away from that. And I'm wrestling with that myself. I don't agree with it. But in these two cases, especially the one that took place in Appalachia High School, I'm kind of leaning towards, yeah, this dude should have known better than to give his kid a rifle when he already threatened to shoot up a school. That one I'll give you. But it's a dangerous trend. Let me know what you think down below. I appreciate y'all. Be safe. Stay vigilant. Carry a gun. Keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. That is what keeps us safe, not the government. It's never been the government. Take care.